Welcome to a special edition of Under the Microscope. I'm Ryan Famuliner. The True False Film Festival takes place this week, and KBIA has been talking with some of the filmmakers involved with this year's festival selections in a series, True False Conversations. On March 14, 2013, experiments at the Large Hadron Collider in Switzerland tentatively confirmed the existence of the Higgs boson, sometimes referred to as the God particle. Its discovery was the culmination of nearly 30 years of work, and the film Particle Fever captures the awesome tension and drama of a group of dedicated scientists on the brink of a once-in-a-lifetime discovery. KBIA's Katie Heiler talked with David Kaplan and Mark Levinson about how the theoretical physicist and documentarian teamed up to make this film.
How did you two get together on this film?
I was not making films for a living. I'm a particle physicist. And in roughly 2006 was when I became very clear that somebody had to record this event. And eventually the obvious way to do it was on camera, to actually film it and create a documentary film. So I was at very early stages attempting to make this film. I had a small crew and a very small amount of money and created a short piece and was going around the country trying to raise a lot more money. And Mark discovered there's some physicist trying to make a documentary film about particle physics and this giant experiment. And Mark has a degree in particle physics and understood in a way I think very few other people would that there's potential for great drama, and also that the type of people the characters involve are certainly interesting enough to be characters in a documentary film.
Just, you know, for the listener, the film documents the research being done at CERN in Switzerland from about 2007 to 2012, and that research had already been going on for 30 years or so. And at the time you start filming, the researchers are about to test to see if all this work they've been doing was worth it. So like the researchers, Mark, did you ever question if anything good was going to come from this investment you were making?
I was very enthusiastic that something was going to come, but it did go on for a lot longer than I initially anticipated. But the filmmaking process, like physics, you're taking a giant leap of faith into the unknown with uncertain results, and you're hoping for the best, and it's high risks and high rewards.
You choose some great people to follow and help you narrate this story. I particularly liked Monica Dunford's observations. She called the LHC a five-story Swiss watch, and she talks about the CERN project as being like a marathon, and you're at mile one. How did you decide who you were going to have in the movie?
Well, you know, some came with the project, so to speak. David obviously was a likely candidate for theorists. And, you know, he brought with him to a certain extent the theory community and Nima and Savas, who were close associates and great characters. The experimentalist side is also a huge number of people. So that was a much bigger selection process. But what became important was that it be people who were over there, who were at the center of activity, that it was really clear that there was a dynamism in the control rooms and that it was exciting and you could see the emotion.
David, at one point you're standing in front of an auditorium of people and you say, it's hard for physicists to explain why they do this research. And then the whole film is basically an attempt at an explanation. So why did you decide to make a film that you kind of had the feeling people were going to have difficulty understanding?
I even myself questioned why I'm doing the research. I am, and I'm not doing something much more practical. The amazing thing about doing physics, and particle physics in particular, is you have to love the process of doing it. And you can only hope that what you do has really long-term impact. And so the beginning of making the film was really just about telling a story and showing people this beautiful world and allowing as many people as possible to be a part of it. But along the way, I definitely discovered what the real contribution is to society, and it is that there is a small number of people who are really trying to figure out what this universe is, what reality is, what is the physical world we inhabit in all kinds of ways, and including the spin-offs that we gain from it, really the deeper answers is one of the beautiful things that we can contribute to humanity.
To anyone who thinks physics is boring, there was really great natural tension in the film. You know, the tension between the researchers and the media, the anxiety over whether it will work. And then there's the tension between the theoretical physicists and the experimental physicists. Is that tension real? And how do you feel about how the film shows that?
The tension is absolutely real. It changes over time. And what made this a beautiful time is it really was the years when we had to come together, when experimentalists were depending on theorists to help them understand the data that we were seeing, and theorists who were desperate for any kind of data and signal as which theories are right and wrong. But there's a very nice and mostly healthy mistrust of each other. The amazing thing about film is you only need little bits and you get the feeling of it. So I think what the film does well is it allows you to get the experience of that dichotomy and the tension between the worlds.
And that was, I mean, I would add too, that I think that was something that David and I talked about wanting to establish right from the beginning, because it's outside of the physics community and, well, mostly even the science community. People don't realize there is a difference. And in the community, it's a huge difference. And I think showing that is part of what humanizes the story.
David, do you see this as the start of a film career?
I don't really know the meaning of life. And so I can't really tell you what any of this means in terms of my own personal experience. But all I know is that I wanted this film to be made. And if it required me making the film with this great crew, fine. I know, and my wife reminds me every day, that I'm happiest when I do physics. So I think the bulk of my future has to do with some calculations and blackboards. But I'm not completely opposed to every once in a while being a part of some creative process like this.
All right. My last question is, who do you think should come see this film, and what do you want true-false audiences to take away from it?
I think everyone should see this film. And I think the true-false audiences should feel connected to the scientific world, that it is a very human endeavor, that it is people just like them in most ways, and slightly different because of their bent towards science. But that this is part of the human race, and it's part of the many creative endeavors that they engage in. Many of them make films. There are people doing scientific research, and we have a lot more in common than they might have thought.
That was Katie Heiler speaking with director Mark Levinson and physicist David Kaplan about the film Particle Fever. The film is showing at the True False Film Festival and will have its theatrical debut on March 5th in New York City. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Check out the full conversations, photos, and videos from KBIA's True False Conversation series at kbia.org.